This is Senator Al Simpson. The President's March 20th deadline for some sensible economic growth package is now come and gone, and Congress gets an F again. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, once again, Americans were treated to the Democrats' cynical class warfare babble, coming from the party that has just about taxed the bejabbers out of the middle class and fought the Reagan tax cuts every step of the way. It really sounds pretty hokey. Ted, your idea of growth was to deny benefits to 80% of first-time homebuyers and to pound small businesses all up and down Main Street with a big tax increase, despite the fact that these businesses create nearly 80% of all the new jobs every year. Come on, Ted. Time to get off your duff and get your colleagues in this Democrat-controlled Congress to put our nation's welfare above the political goals of an arrogant Democrat majority. Until you do, our nation is at certain risk, and you blame Bush. What a gas.
Sour grapes, Al. Democrats in Congress met President Bush's deadline for action, and we met it with a more effective anti-recession and long-term economic recovery plan than the President's. Republicans lost that battle. Democrats won it hands down. You cut off your nose to spite your face, Al. President Bush vetoed tax cuts for the middle class and a sensible economic recovery plan, and he did it to protect the wealthiest 1% of Americans from paying their fair share of taxes. He put their interests ahead of ending the recession and providing relief for the other 99% of the American people who have been paying the price of Reaganomics the past 12 years. We'll soon find out what the country prefers, Al, positive economic leadership by Democrats for the benefit of all Americans, or President Bush's negative veto strategy to protect the wealthy few. The voters will decide, Al, on Election Day in November. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on using the peace dividend to invest in America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.